not supply the big guns that eat into your...
RDI Diamonds, that's my fault.
I'm sorry, I'm old, and I did not hear exactly what you said.
Oh, that's okay. This is Michael, RDI Diamonds.
Hi there, Michael. This is Chet Bixby, Lighthouse Jewelers in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Chet. You looking for Dustin?
No, I am not.
Okay.
I am looking for a replacement for Dustin.
Okay.
Give me somebody that does not dawdle and tell me incomplete sentences, ideas. I can't do that. If you say you're going to send me something and I tell a customer it's going to be here and it doesn't get here, I can understand the plane fell down, what have you, but this last order got bollocksed up, and now to push my little buttons, they're not sending me a return tag.
Okay.
It doth vex me. And when you've told me untruths twice, I'm pretty much done with you.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to jeopardize working with RDI. The people I insist we call first for a diamond.
Well, we appreciate
that. Just one of those things. Give me another salesperson.
No
problem. Bring back Maggie.
There
she never failed me.
She was the best. No problem, Chad.
I was going to marry her, but... Damn it.
I know. Kind of tough, right?
What would she do with an old guy like me anyhow? No matter.
I know. Okay, Chet, can you give me a quick rundown of what happened and what was supposed to happen and that didn't, please?
We ordered a marquee diamond from you. It fit in size and scope and everything.
Yeah.
And then we waited and we called and they said it's on its way. We made the appointment with somebody that's just freaking uber rich.
Sure.
And she has like a million children and family members here, and we've been doing business with them for generations. I'm not trying to lay it on real heavy and dramatic, but this was not a person to piss off.
Yeah, right, I understand.
So, yeah, these are few and far between, these family piles here in this little tiny town of Erie.
Sure.
At any rate, I'm waiting. We don't get the diamond. I put my daughter on it, and it turns out diamonds came. It wasn't the diamond we wanted. Well, what the heck? This was all predicated on price and availability. Okay. Call back. Oh, that diamond that we wanted suddenly had a chip on the culet, the keel line. I said, what? So we sent another diamond. And I said, Dustin, why the hell did you send me another diamond? Well, I didn't do it, he explained to me. He went home that Friday, and somebody else did it and made a mistake and never called us, didn't tell us, didn't alert us. I had six repair shops in Atlanta. I did for Ted Turner and the Braves, blah, blah, blah. I did for Tiffany's. We did for Saks. We did for Neiman Marcus. None of my locations, if somebody told me this story, I said, you would go home without solving the problem? It would not work with me. And all of my boys, my guys knew, Mr. Bixby wants it solved. You will get a reward. Just solve this problem. Make these people happy. So at any rate, that's what he told me. We went out, and I said, all right, call somebody else, blah, blah, blah. We got the diamond that we wanted from somewhere else. And I said, Hillary, I'm through talking to this guy. Just get me a return authorization number.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has not come yet because you people are very busy there and there's nobody to do it, is what I was told from my daughter. I went, oh, come on.
Yeah, right.
This is business.
Sure.
Nothing personal. This is business.
Well, that's no problem.
I need it fixed without having somebody taken out and executed with snowballs.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. Okay. We will.
Now, do you know Dominic Manila?
I know he's got a estate business. Yeah.
Yeah, he's working with you guys.
He's not working with us. No, he has nothing to do with our company. He
okay.
He has an estate business that the owner of my company put a little money into. He has nothing to do with RDI. But I don't know, why does that benefit us or not benefit us?
You ask him if I'm not quite possibly one of the more colorful people he's ever done business with.
Sure.
He knew a lot of the thugs and killers that I used to run with.
There you go.
And I never shot that guy in Atlanta. It just did not happen the way they tell it. It didn't. That was my brother. At any rate, can you help me with this?
Yeah, we're going to take care of today for you.
Person, please?
Yeah, no problem.
Figured. And this can be a learning experience for everybody. And could you please send me a return authorization for these diamonds here? And
we sure can.
Nervous owing people money.
Yeah,
okay,
we sure
Michael.
Can, and we'll get it taken care of for you. Not a
and
problem
my
whatsoever.
My daughter's pregnant. She's having a baby in September. Cancel that in October. And I said, Michael. I said, that's the perfect name. Michael.
Such a great
it's
name.
It's the most loved name in the Western civilization. Michaels always get away with it, and they're always trusted. Did you know that?
It's what they say. You're not the only one telling me that.
No, it's the truth. You have an unfair advantage over people that are called, get ready for it, Chester.
That's a good one.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
Thank you for your help and your attention to the situation.
We're on it. We appreciate you.
All righty.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.